This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you would like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line 605-477-3249. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning. Can you hear me? Okay, yeah. Good.
You sound serious, Rick.
No. I just unplugged my mic by accident and wasn't sure it was working when you said, good morning, Rick, and I was fumbling. So I had three things going on. Sorry.
That's quite all right. Rick, I have been getting a number of phone calls, actually a lot of phone calls here at the farm. And they're coming from all over the country, actually even outside the country. And these are people who have somehow found our home telephone number, which I no longer announce over the air. And they're saying, Vincent, you are angry. You sound angry. Yeah. And I say to each one of them who has called the same thing, I am angry. I'm very angry. I'm angry because I am watching the hard work of my grandparents on both sides, my parents, my mother-in-law and father-in-law, my wife and me and our children going down the drain. I'm watching it. I'm watching the country fall apart right in front of my eyes. I'm watching stupid people interfering with my life. The generally dumb public, people who don't have a clue, are messing up the planet. And I'm going to use a four-letter word. As you know, I don't curse on the air. You know that. But I'm going to use a four-letter word today. And I want you to think about what I'm about to say and what I will have said after I use this four-letter word. Are you ready? Here it is. Musk. M-U-S-K. Here's another four-letter word. Elon. Here's two four-letter words put together. Elon, E-L-O-N, next four-letter word, Musk, M-U-S-K. This guy is the most dangerous person alive today. And I'm going to tell you why. And I'd love to hear Dr. Richard Allen Miller's point of view on this. Elon Musk wants to put thousands of 5G satellites in space, low Earth orbit. Thousands. How many thousands? At least 4,000. So that everyone on the globe can enjoy the benefits of 5G radiation. Or, maybe in his terms, 5G reception. There's a lot of problems with this. Number one, there's so much junk in space from the government corporations putting it up there that anything we put up there is at risk of being destroyed by all this trash. Governments are responsible for trashing the planet. Those are the guys who bring the trash to the oceans. Those are the guys who dig holes and bury trash. Municipal trash systems. Those are the guys who permit putting trash on top of aquifers. The generally dumb public collected in organizations called government. Now that would be government corporations, literally. So Elon Musk wants to increase the speed of which we can communicate. Evidently, 1G, 2G, 3G, and 4G are nowhere near fast enough for the four-letter word man, Elon Musk. Every time we put a satellite into space, we produce about 370,000 kilograms of carbon dioxide. That's about the amount of carbon dioxide that a diesel car would produce after driving about 1 million miles. So diesel cars, we got to get rid of them because, you know, they are polluting the planet. But yeah, we're going to put 4,000 satellites in space to blast us with microwave, lethal, deadly, cancer-causing radiation. Elon Musk. Rick, your thoughts?
There, what you're referring to is the space fence that Lockheed recently secured. It's the next generation in space surveillance. It's a program by General William Sheldon. He's a commander of the Air Force Space Command, brand new appointee. And we're talking about a $914 million firm fixed contract with Lockheed to put a bunch of satellites into space for not only communication, but a lot of other things. And one of my friends at JPL suggested that this might be something an AI might want because it gives it faster transfer of the information that would allow it to move beyond man. Now, aside from all of that and the speculation and misinformation, there is a radiation hazard. There's absolutely no question. I just posted an article yesterday about Barcelona in Spain and several other countries that have now, Netherlands has actually temporarily blocked this new technology for other and obvious reasons. There's no question that faster is better up to a certain point. Of what you're trading off is dosimetry. Dosimetry is the absorption ratios of what your body takes in. And you need a monitor to measure whether or not you can't see it and you can't feel it, but certain levels of exposure, like nuclear radiation, is toxic. It'll kill you. And when you talk about dosimetry, you are always mentioning LD50 ratios. That's lethal dose 50. That means at a certain level of exposure, 50% of humanity dies. That's the measuring that they have now. How bad is it? Well, the LD50 ratio is da-da-da-da-da. Well, right now, there are towns in California, like Cotati, and some of the smaller hippie-orientated cities that are outlawing and banning it. Curry County in Oregon has now outlawed 5G technology. Will it last? Will they be allowed to do it? You know, I don't know, but this is the distinction between federal and regional. You know, state versus country, federal, and state versus federal. And I'm watching the refugees here in Oregon, in Grand Pass, that have fled from the Paradise Fire, which was a 5G meter that went unstable and set off a bunch of 5G meters that burned so hot as to leave no forensics. Essentially, they couldn't find the missing people. The bodies were charred beyond recognition. There was glass that had been slag metal, where a car was half destroyed and the other half was normal. The house was completely gone, and yet the trees in the yard were remaining standing. How does that work? And why has not the media exposed this? And when you realize something like the Pentagon being hit by an airplane, and now there's still that big question in the in media as to what really happened, and yet you have full force of our generals out there saying it was this way and it was that way, and yet the media did not cover that. I have to say that at this moment, personally, I no longer trust any media source, including myself. I know I don't really know. That's why I'm asking questions. And I'm hopefully smart enough. I'm asking the right questions, but I know for a fact I'm not getting answers, and there's a high likelihood I will never really know what's going on. Now, how do you feel about that in terms of government with access to technology and they're not disclosing to the public? A national security? I think not. I think there's something else going on, or I would like to be assured that there isn't, and none of it is forthcoming. Now, the space fence itself, if you look at a picture of what that's going to look like, it basically looks like there's a halo surrounding the entire Earth. No place to hide. You can probably go underground, because at some level, microwave band radiation will be absorbed in the Earth, maybe at 10 feet.
We're going to break. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, physicist. And we're going to talk more about this. And I've got some absolutely frightening information. I don't exaggerate, class. When I tell you what I'm about to tell you, you should be terrified. I'm not kidding. We'll be right back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's 7-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, America is falling apart right in front of our eyes. And we're too stupid to see it. Mark in Illinois, welcome. You're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Yeah, hi. Good morning. I was down in Qumran, the Dead Sea area, in 2009. Since then, I've gotten a book in my possession because Betty Betzel, in 1963, microfiched all of the Dead Sea Scrolls. And they were all translated over into English as well. But the so we do have a composite of probably about 99% of the scrolls that were found since 1964. And this book that I've been studying actually shows us that that the Qumran, the Essenes, were actually Hebrew Christians. That's one thing that the Antichrist Zionists, that's why they don't want people to really see the evidence, because as far as the public, because they don't want people to know that these people were Christians. And so there's an interesting, many interesting parallels in the scriptures, but as I've been studying this, I see a comment, and it talks about these comets will appear in the last days. Well, they appeared, this comet appeared over Jerusalem because Christ died and rose again in 33 AD. And in 70 AD, 67, 68, 69, 70 AD, the temple was sacked and Jerusalem was destroyed and the nation was destroyed. Well, there was a comet that appeared over the temple between 33 and 70 A.D., and it appeared over the altar, and it's a specified point of the altar. And when it did, it lasted, it lit up the whole sky at 3 o'clock in the morning for an entire hour. And so this was a omen to the house of Judah that they were going to be judged. And not only the temple was going to be destroyed, but the nation of Israel would be judged and destroyed. And so these comets always play a very strong omen. But as I see the comet, I've seen these two comets in, it was 2 years ago. I actually watched them for hours upon hours. I've seen the interaction of them in space. I've seen it with my own eyes. It was lasted for a couple nights. And so,
Mark, I've got a question for you. When you're talking about comets that you've seen and comets that you expect to arrive, are you talking about comets? Or extraterrestrial objects? Or are you talking about maybe in the future we're talking about Elon Musk satellites crashing
down? No, I'm talking about actual comets, because like Doc Ram said, is that the comets do add debris. They have a debris field behind them. They're not a frozen ball of ice. They actually do. They're like a gigantic vacuum magnetic field. They draw everything. They're like a vacuum when they go, when they're traveling through space, so they suck everything up. And we have two of them, one on the outside of our sun and the one between the Earth and the sun. So they're adding mass to our Earth, and that's causing solar plasma discharge vortexes in our storm patterns. And what this is doing is causing thermogeomagnetic fields wherever, any place that there's called ley lines in the Earth, that's with thermogeomagnetic fields and deposits of raw minerals and iron deposits, heavy deposits. These create magnetic fields around the entire world. What this is going to happen is that there's going to be storms that are going to be popping up here really quick here called supercells. These are going to be created by a vortex, a solar plasma discharge from the comets, the debris field of the comets. And these storms are going to look like tornadoes, but they're not. They're going to be moving at 400 mile an hour plus winds. They're going to hit cities, and they're going to totally devastate the entire city.
We're already experiencing this. Right now, this morning, is the explosion of that one storm came in off of California. It's now moving into the Midwest, about to bring snow.
Mark, do you have anything else you'd like to share?
Yeah, I do. I just got one more thing.
Okay. Stay with us and we'll be right back. Let's stay on physics today.
Happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's something the president is certainly still keeping that option on the table.
That's what White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says about the president's threat to close the U.S.-Mexico border if Mexico doesn't do more to stop the flow of illegal immigrants into the USA. The threat triggering fears from Democrats and Republicans of an economic breakdown. Sanders principally blaming Democrats, though, saying they have long ignored the situation at that border.
It's irresponsible.
responsible the way that that has been ignored by Democrats in Congress, and this president is not going to allow that to continue.
She spoke on Fox and Friends. Pilots of the Ethiopian Airlines jet that crashed, killing all 157 aboard recently, followed all procedures recommended by Boeing, but Ethiopian officials say they still were unable to regain control of that 737 MAX. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Mark, you've got the floor. Please continue.
Okay, thank you. Another thing I wanted to add was Boeing installed, I think it was in 1999, they installed their anti-terrorist software and hardware in all of their jets, and so that they could actually put an AWACS in the air, and they could put the pilot and the co-pilot, if the plane were hijacked, they could put the pilot and the co-pilot asleep. They could put the entire crew, passenger crew, and everybody asleep on the plane, hijack the plane by remote control with an AWACS up in the air, and fly it to any destination that they would choose as long as they got fuel to do it.
Rick, you have a comment?
No, I that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, well, it's true. You can go, you can do
yeah, I mean, I believe you. I know Boeing. That's amazing.
Yeah, and so you want to know where these planes disappeared over the Philippines? Well, they were flown to some base. They didn't crash. And, you know, and so the thing is they can turn, they have an on and off switch with these things. And there is a switch inside the, you know, the captain has a switch, but, you know, he cannot override the system.
Okay. Sounds like we are stunned.
Well, you guys do the research on it because you'll find out that this does exist. And so it would really show us that there might be other governments out there, nation status governments, that could have an AWACS up there in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Carrying out some type of terrorist activity against.
Well, it all makes sense. It absolutely does make sense. Why would we not be able to remote control?
Yeah, and so, but and the other thing too is that if we go back to the these storms, yeah, I understand that when Doc Graham said that stuff is already happening, but this is increasing because of the magnitude of what I believe with these comets that I actually seen in August of 2017, that as I watched them in the heavens and this interaction, so I'm thinking that the what the Lord has shown me is that when these supercells start to erupt over cities, they're gonna be like the people are gonna think they're tornadoes, but they're not. It's gonna be like four or five of them coming down. They're just gonna just wipe out an entire city. I mean, just like 300-400 mile an hour winds. Look like a nuclear bomb had gone off.
Well, what I'm going to bring up next is even more frightening than that. Anything else, Mark?
No, that's all, guys. You have a good day, okay?
Hey, thank you for calling. Okay, bye. You might want to stay tuned, Mark. Thank you.
I will.
Rick, there's a company called Solaren, S-O-L-A-R-E-N. I got a call last night from two of our class members, and they mentioned this company. I did a little bit of research. Solaren, S-O-L-A-R-E-N. Here we go. Solaren is a Southern California startup corporation created to utilize solar energy for terrestrial electricity usage. In 2009, the company started at, in 2009, the company had a contract under negotiation with Pacific Gas and Electric Company of California to deliver 200 megawatts of power for at least 15 years, starting in 2016. The cost of the contracted activities has been reported as slightly more than California's projected energy cost in 2016 of 12.9 cents per kilowatt hour. As of 2014, the planned delivery date has been moved back to the end of the decade. Solaren plans to provide this electrical power to PG&E's customers from solar panels mounted on satellites placed in Earth's orbit. The satellite would convert this energy into radio waves and send it to a receiving station in Fresno County, California. The plan is to provide 200 megawatts of continuous power, 200 megawatts of continuous power, estimated as the average usage of 150,000 homes, enough power to power 150,000 homes from space. If successful, this project would be the first implementation of space-based solar power. They've got even an acronym for this, SBSP, Space-Based Solar Power. The concept was first dreamed up in 1941 by science fiction author Isaac Asimov in a short story called Reason. It was later described scientifically by Peter Glaser in 1968. One of my teachers was Isaac Asimov. back in around 1960. And he said, and I remember it, I was in class, I was very, very young, but I was in class and I was taking copious notes at the elementary school level, that electricity was going to be everywhere. It's going to do everything for us. And it's going to be so cheap, it's almost free. Almost free. It will wash our clothes. It will power all kinds of devices that we haven't even imagined yet. It was going to be our friend. And it was going to be generated through nuclear reactors. It's going to be safe, almost free, and we're all going to live in bliss. That's the upshot of what I learned from Isaac Asimov around 1960. Well, Solaren is trying to do something that we really haven't been able to pull off yet. It's darn near impossible. But this company wants to do it. They want to put a solar array on a satellite and transmit, or satellites. I don't have the inside information. But they want to send solar energy from the sun through a frequency, it'll be microwave frequency, to Earth. And there will be a receiver or antennas that will capture this. They will rectify it, and they will produce alternating current with it, which will be distributed around the United States through our grid. This is the most dangerous, terrifying, frightening thing you can imagine. And here's why. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, Rick, but I'll share some of my thoughts. We are talking about 200 million watts of electric power continuously coming down from space. Now, satellites, the geosynchronous orbit above the Earth is 22,223 miles. That's the distance that is perfect for keeping a satellite from flying out in space or crashing to Earth. That's the exact distance. 22,223 miles. 22,223 miles above the Earth. If we beam this much energy, 200 million watts, it will absolutely, positively, no question about it, cook, fry, burn, vaporize everything in its path. Everything. Think about it like this, class. I know that many of you are old enough to have experimented with a magnifying glass. You hold it above a leaf, and at the right distance, you can get that focal point of, you can take that 4-inch or 3-inch or 2-inch magnifying glass lens to concentrate the solar energy into a point where all of that energy collected by that magnifying glass is focused on a very fine point, and it will set a leaf on fire. It'll burn a piece of paper. You aim it at your hand, and you will pull your hand away. It's that hot. Hundreds of degrees. Enough to start leaves burning. No question about it. We're talking about solar panels in space, aimed at the sun, positioned at the sun, collecting that energy, and then this guy, the CEO of Solaren, S-O-L-A-R-E-N, wants to focus that to come down to Earth. If someone mistakenly flies their Piper Cub through this beam of microwave radiation, they're dead. The plane is vaporized. Think about what could happen if the focusing mechanism just goes a couple degrees off and melts a city. Think about the holes that we will be boring in our atmosphere. Think about the clouds we will turn to steam. Think about the dangers of this kind of technology. I've said that I believe, it is my belief, no one's told me this, I've come up with this all on my own, that we, man, has developed technology that we can no longer live with. And this is one more example of how stupid we are. The generally dumb public, combined with the corporate greed, the insatiable greed of these monsters with no common sense at all. What is common sense? I'm going to read you the definition. According to the internet, common sense is good sense. It's sensibleness. It's native wit. It's native intelligence. It's mother wit. It's wit, judgment, sound judgment, level-headedness, prudence, discernment, acumen, sharpness, sharp-wittedness, astuteness, judiciousness, wisdom, insight, intuition, perceptiveness, vision, understanding, intelligence, and reason. And most people today, the GDP, are devoid of common sense. Rick, your comments when we come back, please.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're talking about physics. We're talking about some of the most dangerous physics ever conceived. We're talking about gathering solar radiation, light and electrical radiation from the sun, gathering it with solar panels, and then transmitting it to Earth stations to connect it to the grid and power homes. Rick, your thoughts?
Well, they had a James Bond movie about that, where the Chinese, by the way, that's where it started, was in China, and then Russia gave the patent to the United States for these guys to make it. It's basically the conceptual idea of it is excellent, but it's like the first stages of building a Dyson sphere. But the downside is that if it does this, it also can do that. In other words, it's a double-edged sword. And like in the movie where they're showing the satellite burning everything in its path, and James Bond is in an aircraft with his girlfriend, and the plane gets melted, and it's about to crash because it fell within the beam like a bird. A bird could be caught in the beam. They don't make these mentions. I'm looking up at the SSP benefits and their rationale. I've got it on the screen here. Like there's no emissions. There's zero emissions. No carbon, mercury, sulfur, etc. But if it can be used for energy to heat a home, it can also be used as a weapon to burn that home. And we've already seen what happened in paradise. What can happen when that technology on the ground, not even in space, goes sideways. And it's like nuclear energy. They designed nuclear power plants without a way to get rid of the nuclear waste. The rationale was, well, by the time we have waste, we'll have a way of eliminating it. And guess what? They don't. And so now we have nuclear power plants everywhere, each of which take a minimum of a year to power down. And a year to power down. That's before they've actually got them under control. And if you have an event where you have no time like to cool and the thing goes ballistic, the amount of nuclear power plants just on the New Madrid fault line is enough to make North America uninhabitable. And now we're talking about putting something which is far more powerful, efficient, in space. And while it all sounds really, really good with zero emissions, no radioactive contamination, meets all the safe for wildlife, yeah, it's safe for wildlife except for something in the air that might fly between this beam. Anything between this beam coming down to a collecting point is toast. And I mean literally fried. Now imagine what would happen if somebody with ulterior plans hacked into that system and decided to have it go aberrant. Just this last week when India blew up a satellite, being so proud that they could shoot a missile in the air and take a satellite out, the concern was for the debris. Everything in space right now is being monitored. That's anything over 6 centimeters is being monitored by NASA. And do you understand how much debris is up there in the space right now? And to have a beam like this interfering between that?
I've got some numbers. I did some arithmetic during the last break. I'd like to share that with our class. I don't have enough time before the break to cover it very well. So I'm going to give you some numbers, class. I'm going to tell you what 200 megawatts means. And what if that beam were just moved a little bit? And how do you think that beam is going to be controlled? That would be with software, with servos and solenoids and computers. What if it goes awry?
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.